seeing the light in others. Smiling Fox greets me every morning when I arrive at my office. Unlike the very real and furry yipping coyotes that wake me on the farm, this cheerful chap is a cartoon. A whimsical red fox with a big smile and dressed in 17th century coat and hat. He swings a lantern while walking down a country lane. Beneath him are some words of George Fox. Walk cheerfully over the world, answering that of God and everyone. I keep that poster right across from my desk. It reminds me to look for God in every person who comes into that room, whether it's someone coming to the Center for Congregations for assistance or a fellow staff member who's asking for another vacation day. George the Fox's Johnny Step helps me remember that seeing God and every person is something that brings me joy, along with a smile to my soul that may work its way out to my face if I let it. I often forget to look for God in everyone. Seeing God in others is easier when I'm with my friends. They're as witty and charming as I am, and our differences don't seem to matter. Seeing that of God in the poor and the rich and the people like me is easiest when they're pleasant. But seeing God in others is lots harder if I find the others annoying. Like the night Nancy invited a guest for dinner. When I heard he was coming, I groaned inwardly. I must have groaned outwardly, too, because Nancy said, "Oh, and his coming is a bad thing?" No, it's not a bad thing. It's just that at that time in my life, I found him sort of annoying. For one, he thinks he knows everything. And of course, I do know everything. He fractures words and phrases. For example, he uses a digital camera. I love words used well. He talks constantly. And then I told her that, "Oh, is that ice cream? We used to make the best ice cream." Well, that means I don't get to say anything. You probably noticed that my annoyance was more about me than about him. Nancy invited him because he was a long way from his home and had been for a while. He was also someone she loves. So I decided to try and see him through her eyes that evening. Doing so also reminded me to try seeing him through God's eyes. We sat down to supper, and over the meal I heard some words that fit no pronunciation keys in any dictionary of any known language. I tried not to grimace, but my eyes gave me away. "I get my words mixed up sometimes when I talk," he laughed. "When it comes to words, I'm just a bull in a Chinese shop." I found that his mix-ups with language were engaging. I mean, the bull in a Chinese shop is so delightful, it's so close, but not quite right, that I became more playful with language as well. Okay, the evening didn't end with him as my new best friend, or even second best friend, but I did come to a new appreciation of him that evening. Perhaps that's because, as the Spanish Jesuit philosopher and writer Creation said, "When the eyes see what they have never seen before, the heart feels what it has never felt." Seeing what I'd not seen before helped me enjoy that evening with Nancy's older brother and engendered new feelings of kinship toward him myself. This good-hearted fellow's talk about his wife, kids, and love of the Indiana landscape reminded me of my own feelings about those things in my life. I remembered how he'd helped me and my dad chainsaw fallen trees while Nancy and I were building our house. He's not afraid of hard work. Sitting with him that evening in the fading light, pie on our plates and coffee in our cups, my heart, filled with gratitude and humility, felt what it had never felt before.
Sacred Compass, The Way of Spiritual Discernment, and other books by Brent Bill are available at booksellers everywhere or directly through paraclete.com. You can stay up to date with Brent by visiting his blog at holyordinary.blogspot.com. For information about Brent and his ministry of writing and speaking, visit him at brentbill.com.